friend of Davis County and been here many times in the past few years, and we want to welcome her back. And I am honored to introduce to you the next Lieutenant Governor of our great state of Indiana, Suzanne Crouch.
Thank you very much, and it is so good to be wandering my way down in southern Indiana, because as you all know, Evansville is kind of my hometown, so I'm going to end up there today and be able to sleep in my bed tonight, so, with my husband. But anyway, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Thank you all for coming out. You know, this election is so terribly important. And I stand before you as the 56th governor, the 56th auditor of the state of Indiana. And it's been a long day. And it's interesting to me that I'm here in that position, because I didn't grow up in a political home. You know, my parents voted, but I don't recall political discussions growing up. But they raised me with good values, and they instilled in me a set of principles that helped shape my political beliefs. I believe in God. I believe we are endowed with inalienable rights that governments and men can't take away. And I believe our Constitution is not only a guide, but it is a guarantee of our rights as Americans. And so when it came time to get involved in politics, it's easy to see why I became a Republican. Because as Republicans, we believe it takes hard work to get ahead. And we believe in equality and opportunity, not equality of outcome. But we also believe in personal responsibility, but readily accept that we have a responsibility to help others who are less fortunate. You know, Abraham Lincoln, our party's first president, said, "Government should do for people only what they cannot do better for themselves, and no more." And I believe as a party we should never stray from that philosophy. We must attack the problems of too much government and inefficient government at the same time. You know, we must deliver services efficiently to those that need them. But we must always measure our progress not by the amount of assistance we give people, but by the number of people we get off of assistance and back on their own two feet. Yeah. So when Eric Holcomb asked me to serve as his running partner and hopefully governing partner, he said it was because of my fiscal and executive and legislative experience at the local and state level. Because I started my political journey and journey in public service as a county auditor down in Vandenberg County. And then I went on to be a county commissioner and then served 8 years as a state representative and vice chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, and now am auditor of state. And when Eric asked me to do that, I immediately said yes. There was no hesitation on my part, because I have known Eric Holcomb for a long time, and I know the man and who he is and what he stands for. He's a veteran of the U.S. Navy. He was a close, confident chief advisor, Mitch Daniels, when I was in the General Assembly, and we stood side by side, Mitch and Eric, and took those tough votes that brought Indiana out of the hole that it was in and put Indiana where it is today. He was Senator Coates' chief of staff, and he did the same thing for our country that he did for the state of Indiana. And now he serves as our lieutenant governor. And I couldn't be prouder, because together we're going to grow the economy, we're going to strengthen our communities, we're going to raise up Hoosiers and excel and enhance our education, and we're going to continue to deliver good government at great taxpayer value. But it always wasn't that way. I mean, we're not here in Indiana right now because of an accident. We're here because of strong, conservative, Republican leadership by Mitch Daniels and Governor Mike Pence that has put us where we are today. And now we're in a position to go forward or to go back. Because remember, John Gregg is not only the candidate with two first names, but he was a former Democrat Speaker of the House of Representatives. And when he left Indiana, we didn't have a $2.24 billion reserve. We had an $800 million deficit. We didn't have balanced budgets. We couldn't even afford to pay our bills and give local units of government and schools their money on time. Do you all remember those days when we delayed payments to schools and to local government? So the choice in this election is clear. It's a choice about more jobs or more government. It's a choice about moving Indiana forward and taking us to the next level and raising up Hoosiers, or going back to those days of debt and dysfunction when we spent and borrowed and put ourselves in a deficit. So I know that, and Eric knows that we don't have much time to get our message out, and that's why you being here today is so important. And it's so important to deliver those votes, because at the end of the day, we are in a position to take Indiana forward and raise up Hoosiers and help Hoosiers with disabilities and Hoosiers with mental health issues and Hoosiers that have drug and alcohol addiction issues and seniors who are trying to stay in their homes and be independent. So help us do that. Help us accomplish that mission and raise up Hoosiers all over our state by continuing that conservative Republican leadership that we've enjoyed over the last 12 years. So you all are so important to me. I've got to give a special shout out to Patty, who is the auditor down here and just doing a wonderful job. And I want to get through it, but I know, being a former county auditor, how important that position is to be to the actual service that county government's able to deliver. So thank you, Patty, for doing that. And thank each and every one of you for what you do and how you serve and being Republicans and standing alongside Eric and I as we move forward over the next how many days?
11.
11? So that we can be victorious and we can continue to provide that strong conservative leadership for Hoosiers all over our state. So thank you very much, and I'm happy to answer any questions if anybody has any.
Over your career.
I've
got
women over
yes.
my career.
It was in the newspaper, and I've been carrying around that.
What did they say?
They were talking about how you know, help fight for more fair pay for ladies in the workforce. And of course, the one thing that attracted me to you is your fight for people with disabilities, which I mean, they can't help themselves. Okay. So it's, I mean, I think that's kind of what makes us different from others is that, you know, we care.
We do. And I mentioned in my comments that we believe in personal responsibility. Yes. That's how I was raised. That's what we believe in. But we also readily accept we have a responsibility to help others. And people who have not made a choice to be where they are, yes. we have that responsibility to help them and raise them up. And so what I've done for women is I've tried to be a role model for women. But beyond that, I was the founding board member of the Luger Series here in Indiana that the Republican Party started to try to train and support women that are trying to participate and contribute and run for office. And in addition to that, I also this past session passed legislation or got legislation passed that made the gender-specific language in our code gender-neutral. And let me explain that. When I became auditor of state, I was looking through the code, Indiana code, just to be sure that I understood all the responsibilities and duties that the auditor of state had. And in looking through the code, I noticed that in referring to the state auditor, it was he, him, his. And the same adjectives were used for the treasurer of state, for the Secretary of State, for the superintendent, for all of those statewide offices. And yet at the time, in 2014, we had Connie Lawson running for Secretary of State, we had Kelly Mitchell running, we had myself running, and we all won. And so it just seemed to make sense that those gender-specific language, that gender-specific language in the code would be gender-neutral. Because it's important that we send a message to women all over our state that they can be and do whatever they want to do. And that they can also be successful because they can help change things. And we were able, interestingly enough, it was signed on by all the women in the House, and it passed unanimously out of the Senate. I know Eric supported it. It's a little thing, but sometimes those little things make big things happen. So thank you for that question.
I have followed you since you were in Evansville politics.
Uh-huh.
And she has a resume we really should be advertising.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other?
Well, she's going to be a great leader coming up, but she can't take a joke.
I had two hands. Can you show me where I can find a Hillary Clinton sign? She's kind of... kind of looked at me.
Well, I'm going to share this interesting, probably little known fact about myself when you said a joke. My name's Suzanne Crouch. I kept my maiden name when I got married 38 years ago. My husband's name's Larry Downs. I thought about hyphenating, but Suzanne Crouch Downs?
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, we do have a couple of local candidates here. I just want to make sure that the local candidates get recognized and that we go out and vote for them on our Republican team. Kent Norris is back here. Kent's running for county council. On a ballot, he's worked so hard. Thank you very much, Kent. We have Elaine Wellman, the First Lady of Washington. Of course, she's our county treasurer running for re-election. J.B. Chapman's back there, our county recorder running for re-election. And Mr. Tom McCracken's here. He's running first time county commissioner, District 1. Cannot walk door to door with Tom McCracken. It takes way too long. I keep looking for him. He gets invited in people's houses. We got turnips the other day. Good campaigner. All righty. So make sure you get out and vote for those Republican candidates. Thank you guys very much for coming. I think we're going to get Suzanne down to the white steamer here in a few minutes, too. So, yeah. All right. Thank you very much for coming.
And I'm not running for anything.